Blog Talk Radio. looking swell, Dolly. I kid you, Dolly.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
My goodness, I think we might have it. Oh, great. Hey, Carrie, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic. Thanks for holding on. We had some technical
difficulties. Oh, no problem.
Whoa there. I don't know if you could you hear me? Could you hear me
I
talking?
I could not.
Really?
I could not.
Well, thanks for holding
really?
On the line. Because I'm without my producer this week. And
oh, geez.
I'm trying to run the board without him, and
oh my goodness,
for some reason it wasn't working. But so we're running behind, so I'm going to jump right in, guys. We're going to just skip our sponsors. Sponsors, you understand. We'll post some extra things about you on Facebook. But we have a very important show to bring to you, and we only have a few minutes now with Carrie Provenzale, right? Am I saying it right, Carrie?
Provenzale, you say the E.
Provenzale.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm Italian.
Yep.
There's no I on the end, so I didn't know it was a long
no,
I.
No, I know.
Carrie is with Turning Point Autism Foundation, based in Naperville, beautiful Naperville, Illinois. And I was just telling, I thought people were listening, but you couldn't hear me. Today, 5 years ago today, I'll just do a quick shout out to our beloved and old mayor of Naperville, Mayor George Pradel, who's passed on last September.
Yes.
My pal, George Pradel, made 5 years ago today, Dolly McCarthy Day in Naperville. Couldn't have been more.
Oh, how lovely.
Shocked, surprised, and humbled by that. It was very sweet, and we turned it into a day of giving. So today I'm giving back to a scholarship in my children's name at the Fab Five to Kids Cabaret in Naperville. So I wanted to quickly put that
yes,
out there.
Yes, I know.
And I don't have time
cabaret.
To talk
That's
about
great.
It more. I know. Isn't Candace Hernandez does an amazing job. This is an abbreviated show of the Dolly McCarthy Show. But we're going to jump right in because it's really important. On this show, every week we highlight good guests, good news, and at least one good laugh. And one of our a good guests that we have on the show is Carrie Provenzali with the Turning Point Autism Foundation based in Naperville. By the way, Autism Awareness Month begins in April, so we're going to give you guys a heads up on that. And let's talk a little bit more about Turning Point Autism. Congratulations. I know you guys were one of the beneficiaries from the Chicago Auto Show once again.
Yes, we're very proud of that event, and the Chicago Auto Trade is just a wonderful organization to work with, and they throw an outstanding party that so many wonderful donors come and celebrate our work and support us at. It was a great time.
Yeah, it sure was. So Turning Point was established in 2007. I remember I was living in Naperville at the time, and the purpose was to raise some support, quality of educational support for children and young adults with autism. They have learning center there. It's a facility, a school. They are started by Randy and Kim Wolf. They developed the program that has provided some life-changing support for families with children with autism. Isn't that right? And tell us, bring us up to date. Where is autism? The Turning Point Autism Foundation today. What's going on today? And I know, Carrie, I'm so sorry. I'm talking so fast because I know I got to get it in. I have another guest.
We'll
have you.
Great.
Yeah, and we'll have you back on in April, the month of
That would be great. We still built on that amazing work that Randy and Kim Wolf started and with their amazing team they built. And now we operate an Illinois State Board Certified Therapeutic Day School. It's for students junior high school, and transition age that are more profoundly impacted by their autism. They come here to have school with us, which we love having them here. And that program is growing. We're about to, in April, unveil 4 new classrooms we've built here in our center to accommodate the student growth. And so we have 27 students now. A year from now, we anticipate having more like 35. And we also operate a career college program, which is great for adults on the spectrum that are less impacted but need support on employment opportunities, employment training, life skills, and communication skills. And our career college cohort will graduate in May, and we're already looking and working on building up our new class that will start up with us in August in that career college program. Those are still the two primary programs that we operate, and they're both best practice programs, and they both happen right here in Naperville.
Fantastic. Now, tell us, when they get through the career college program, what kinds of jobs are waiting for them? I mean, we see,
just as varied as the students that we enjoy teaching. So we have students go on because they have high interest and high capacity to do software programming. We have students that want to work in a retail environment, so we partner with Walgreens on that. We have students that have gone on to work at other local libraries, nonprofits. Several of our graduates work with the Dan Wolf Automotive Group here in Naperville, which is the founding family's company. So many, many different places, but we have nearly 60 graduates of the Career College out working. So very good.
Oh, fantastic. 60 graduates already. And you said,
yes.
Did I hear you write 35 kids in the program or 30 kids in the program, or is that in the state school?
Next year, the 4 classrooms we're going to open in April, which is great timing with Awareness Month, will now accommodate up to 35 in the day school. So that's the day school program separate from the career college.
And the career college, how many young adults
are in that? We have 8 that will graduate in May.
Fantastic. And about what ages are they? Do they range in that career college program?
Is really for adults. And we encourage any family or any friend of an individual on the spectrum or an individual themselves want to check it out. The program description's on our website. You can find out more about the Career College and whether or not it might be a good option.
Mm-hmm. What has been the youngest graduate of that Career College and the oldest graduate of that Career College program?
The youngest graduate was probably 1920, and the oldest graduate has been 35.
Okay, so the folks listening know that, it's not just for very young adults. I mean, 35 is not middle aged anymore, but
right.
It's a little older than, yeah. So yeah, that's great. Okay, so then we have Autism Day, the Honor World Autism Day coming up April 2nd, and you guys have an open house shortly after that, right, on the 4th?
So April 2nd is World Autism Day, where we like to honor all of our friends living with autism, and then the 3rd will be the Naperville Proclamation. That will happen at City Council, and then Turning Point is hosting open houses on the 4th, the 18th, and the 25th. So anybody interested in stopping by on a Thursday evening and learning more about our schools, and we will wrap up all of those events, include handing out blue light bulbs, because everyone's encouraged to shine a blue light bulb for awareness during April. And we'll culminate on the 25th with a film festival where we are going to feature, we're partnering with Docademia, which is a really cool organization in the city, to show two films created by artists with autism. And we're going to have a live session after we show the films where we're going to get to talk to the filmmakers. So it's going to be really fun. And that's on April 25th, right here at Turning Point, 1500 West Ogden in Naperville.
Okay, now let's put out the website too. Carrie, if you don't mind,
yep.
Put that out so people can look you up and
sure.
Get all the details.
Get all the details. We're on Facebook. It's Turning Point, and we put an E on the end of point, autismfoundation.org.
Perfect. Okay, I want to go into a little bit more about what goes on in the day school. Kids, you do have some kids that are on the spectrum in the public school system. And so what makes you different than that environment, and how can families that are financially challenged, how can they take advantage of this program? What services do you offer them?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dolly. And actually, the day school is provided in partnership with school districts. So we actually partner with school districts when they have a student that for whatever reasons are not making the kind of progress their team at the school district or the family at home are interested in seeing their student make. And then they start to look at options for outplacement, schools like Turning Point. And families will come in and get to know the team here at Turning Point and determine whether or not they think families and their IEP team, that's their individualized education plan team at their home district, and they together will decide if Turning Point could be a good placement for their student. And mm-hmm. we have more than a dozen now school districts send their students to us. And what's unique here is we are a highly therapeutic environment, and we have occupational therapists, speech-language pathologists, we have a number of board-certified behavior analysts, along with the special education teacher, and we're a one-to-one school, so every student also is a full-time aide. So it's a highly structured environment, and we wrap our students with so many supports that it really helps them make progress, and then the ultimate goal is to move students to a less restrictive environment where they can thrive once we start to see their behaviors and their communication abilities and all of those things sort of even out and take off.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit? We're getting short on time, like I said, but I want to have you back on in April. But can you tell our listeners a little bit more of the day in the life of an average student who's gone through the program? And maybe are you, Carrie, you're familiar with some of the early students and where they are today? Tell us the benefits that they've experienced through Turning Point.
So day school, we have a student, and this just happened, so I'll tell you about him. It's amazing. So when he arrived, not quite 2 years ago, he had a very serious self-injury problem and was hurting himself hundreds of times a day, hurting his face, even causing bleeding and scratching, and we were able to create programming for him. In the last 2 years, he started reading here with us, and just last week, we celebrated 1 year of no self-injury, a whole year.
Oh, wow.
A whole year.
Wow.
Behavior. So he's a total rock star. We're so proud of him, and nobody's worked harder than he did to make that happen. So we celebrated that day with him and his family. And then on the career college side, we have we have a student who, after she went through the career college, we partner with Walgreens. They're an amazing corporate partner, employment partner here. She originally thought she might want to work in that environment, and it didn't work out. And then she had another placement at a library, and that didn't really work out. And instead of being discouraged, she had enough of this advocacy skills now from going through the career college to come back to her instructors and say, I really think now that I've worked two places and it didn't work out, this is the type of environment I'm looking for. It's a little bit of retail, but it's a little slower pace. And now she is celebrating her almost 6 months now at a different retail partner. And we're really proud of her, too, because she advocated for herself. She didn't give up. And now she is gainfully employed. So, but we have tons of stories like that because good stuff.
Oh, I bet you do.
Every day.
All kinds of.
Yeah.
I've heard that through the years. And you,
good.
Turning Point is an amazing advocate and does amazing things for these kids. So I know we owe the kids and the parents, we owe them a lot for what they're doing. But really, the main foundation is really to be credited tremendously for what they're doing and the impact they've made on these children's lives, these families' lives, and then the world in general. You know, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own their struggles, and autism. Finally, these children, these families are getting the support that they deserve. And there's still a long way to go, as I'm sure you can attest to and say. But thanks to folks at the Chicago Auto Show for supporting Turning Point, making a huge dent in fundraising and making things really happen over there as well. And to Randy and Kim Wolf for all that they've done tirelessly, all their efforts through the years to really put a name, make a name for themselves, and really, you know, showing the world that kids with autism can really be functioning and productive, and we can, through businesses and companies, and help out, and they can be productive and really do a good job and make a difference. So I really can't say enough great things about Turning Point. Kiri, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for your support. We really are grateful to have you as a partner, and good luck. I'd love to come back in April, so let me know.
Absolutely. April is Autism Awareness Month. Thank you, Kiri Provenzali. I said it right. From Turning Point Autism Foundation. Say hello to everybody, all my friends out there in Naperville, the Turning Point Autism Foundation. Check out the CN Day School and the Career College over there. And Kiri, one more time, that website.
TurningPointAutismFoundation.org.
You heard it right here on the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show. We'll be right back. Thanks so much, Kiri.
Thanks, Dolly.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh, boy, what a show we've had. I got less than 3 minutes to talk. Actually, 2 minutes and 13 seconds before we go off the air. I want to do a shout-out to all of the kids over at Emerson and Lincoln Middle School in Park Ridge, those Lincoln and Emerson Baldies. Those kids shave their heads, even girls, middle school girls. You know how hard that is? I got to give you so much credit, parents and these kids that shave their heads to help with the efforts of St. Baldrick's to fight childhood cancer. These children are really, they were just amazing to watch having their heads shaved, especially the girls. You know, girls' hair grows a lot slower than boys. So I want to do a shout out to Lincoln and Emerson Middle School in Park Ridge for leading the country as one of the top three fundraisers. They raised over $420,000, okay? I think the one that raised more than them was a pub in Las Vegas, okay? So just to show you what an impact these kids made and what a difference they made, and they should be so proud of themselves. So parents, pat yourselves on the back and tell those kids how awesome they are. Okay, I don't have much time for any more announcements. I really want to thank you all for tuning in to the good show. Really appreciate you tuning in. Sorry for the technical difficulties. And we'll be back next week. And thanks to all my current sponsors on the show. We'll be back next week with more. Thanks, everybody, for each other. Take care of each other. And please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and Instagram. And Send me a message, dolly@thedollymccarthyshow.com, or check out the web, dollymccarthy.com, for more on it. If you have a not-for-profit you'd like to see featured on this show, if you want some extra support, if you need some support, we're here to help. That's what we're all about. Tune in next week, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks again for tuning into the good show. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.